This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. After months of fundraising, debates, and political advertising, it's the voters' turn. Democrats in Iowa hold caucuses across the state tonight in the very first contest that will lead to their party's nominee to face President Bush in November. Yesterday, a Des Moines Register poll showed Senator John Kerry taking a surprising but slim lead over Senator John Edwards. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who held the lead for weeks, was in third, followed by Congressman Dick Gephardt. What the polls really show is that it's a tight race. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has been in Iowa and joins us from Des Moines. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
It's pretty cold in Iowa. Will that affect turnout?
No kidding, Renee. It's minus two right now, and the forecasters are saying it'll be about the same Monday night. So temperature could be a factor if people stay home and don't go to the caucuses. The expectations from campaign staff out here, though, is that there will be a record turnout. They're expecting about 110,000 people. And I've been in, you know, college towns like in Iowa City, farm towns, Lenox in the southwestern part of the state, to Dubuque, a labor stronghold on the Mississippi River with lots of Democratic voters. And, you know, with so many candidates, six candidates, record number of ads, and a close race, I think the temperatures may be cold, Renee, but the campaign is hot and lots of people are going to come out.
Who's going to benefit from the big turnout if, in fact, that does materialize?
Well, if you'd asked me that a week ago, I'd have said Howard Dean. He's got the largest organization out here, and today that's still true. But the tracking polls show Dean and Gephardt have been flat, basically holding their base. In the last week, undecided voters have been turning to Kerry and Edwards. The question is how many of those latecomers making a last-minute selection are committed enough to show up at tonight's caucuses? Dean's base, his strategy is to bring new people into the process. It's fueled by young people and support from some of the unions. Gephardt has even bigger labor support. Kerry's been picking up support in the last week. His base has been through firefighters and especially veterans. Over the weekend, a man Senator Kerry rescued in Vietnam 35 years ago showed up for an emotional reunion. So Senator Kerry's been playing on his Vietnam experience, running ads of himself as a young soldier, all to promote his ability to defend America. That's part of his veteran strategy.
And then what about Senator John Edwards, who also has suddenly seen a big surge?
Boy, has he surged, and that's been quite a surprise, Renee. He's been bolstered by the Des Moines Register endorsement, and he's also, I think, you know, taken a very strong strategy that's worked well for him by staying above the fray. He's had success going out in a very, almost like a Southern preacher style, and of course he's from North Carolina, speaking about kitchen table issues such as health care, unemployment, hasn't really thrown any mud at his fellow Democrats. Instead, he's been charging President Bush and the GOP with passing tax cuts that reward the rich and don't help the middle class. The question is whether or not Edwards especially has enough organization to benefit from this late surge. Edwards and Kerry, as I've said, have been benefited by this push of undecided voters. Also, I think they've been benefited by the fact that Gephardt and Dean have been knocking the stuffing out of each other. Gephardt continued the attack yesterday on the Sunday morning TV shows, accusing Dean of flip-flopping on everything from support for Medicare and Social Security. Dean, meanwhile, had been running ads saying that Gephardt and Kerry supported the war in Iraq while Dean had the gumption to oppose it. And Kerry jumped in on this yesterday, too, saying Dean is we don't have as a nation time for on-the-job training, and Dean doesn't have the experience as a governor, and he does as a senator. So that's the kind of thing that's going on out here, Renee.
The caucuses end around 9:30 Eastern time. Just briefly, how soon will we know the results?
Well, you know, people have to gather at homes, gyms, public buildings around 6:30 local, 7:30 Eastern, and about an hour later, using new computerized system, they'll know the results.
Thanks, Juan.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in Des Moines, Iowa.